Torah. So we're on page 254. Page 254. So we're talking about brachas. We're talking about the brachas over food, but really we're talking about brachas in general. So yesterday in Reish Yudal we saw that in a bracha, you have to have shem, you have to have a name of Hashem, some type of name, discuss what's considered a name of Hashem. You have to have a name, and also you have to have malchus, you have to say Hashem is king. And then we also saw a king of what? You have to say the word olam. So basically, you shouldn't leave out any word in a bracha, right? We discussed that. But it's certainly a bracha that doesn't have shem and malchus, doesn't have name of Hashem, and that Hashem is king is not a bracha. Now, just for a second, I wanted to go over this. If you go back, you know, I hate going backwards, but just to review a little, if you go back to page 127, if you go back to page 127, excuse me. So if you look on Yud, Yud is the next to last line in the Mechaber. So you probably remember this halacha. So the halacha says, now we're talking about, you make hamotzi and you're about to cut the bread, so that time of the meal. So the Mechaber said in Yud, in b'makom brachas hamotzi, see the halacha in Tess, the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch talked about, how about if you don't remember? You're not sure if you made a bracha hamotzi or not. Right? So everybody asks, well, you know, like, could this really happen? How can you forget it, whether you made a hamotzi? So, like, you know, I told this to Mr. Richard, right? The answer is you're not a rabbi, right? Because you hear weirder stories than this when you're a rabbi, right? Stories that you actually hear are better than any fiction that they can ever come up with. So a person forgot, right? Right? So you don't repeat the bracha. If you're not sure, right, we know this rule, that in general, except for benching and brachas on over the Torah, brachas the Torah, if you're not sure if you made a bracha or not, are you drinking water or something? Did I make that shakal? Now, again, we're not talking about that this is good. Right? You should remember whether you made a bracha or not. That's a spiritual experience. You should remember. But let's say you didn't. So you don't, you know, in general, except for those two exceptions, you don't repeat a bracha. You don't, if you're not sure. So the Mechaber said, so you don't repeat hamotzi if you're not sure if you made it. But then in Yud, the Mechaber said, in b'makom birchas hamotzi, if instead of saying the bracha hamotzi, bracha tashem elokim ha'olam, motzi lechem min ha'aretz, right, a bracha, birach, instead you made either shakal miyad bivaro. Right, people get confused. Bread, you know. And today we don't know what bread's made out of anyways. You have something that's bread and who knows what it is, tofu, you know, who knows what it is. Right, so I tell the girls in school, right, they have now a Morningstar chicken patty, which is milchuk.
It's fine.
Right? It tastes like chicken, but it's milchuk. Right? So the whole world is mixed up. So, again, some other thing happened. You know, is it a hamotzi? Is it a tomato shako? Or, Oshamar, look at this. Or, instead of hamotzi, you said, Baruch Rachmano Malka Me'arei. Baruch Rachmana, Rachmana, Baruch means, you said in Aramaic, said in Hebrew. Baruch means like Baruch. Rachmana is name of Hashem in Aramaic. Hashem is the ultimate Rachaman, right? Merciful. Malka Me'are, the king of the entire world, of the land. Me'are Dahai Pita, the master of this bread. Pita, right? Right? So Machar says Yotzeh. You're Yotzeh. So the Mishnah Brura says, obviously, this is bedieved lechachila. You shouldn't make a bracha in Aramaic. You should do it in Hebrew. You should really do it in Hebrew. But the Mishnah Brura then points out that you said malka de alma, mare de haipita. That the Mishnah Brura points out that what the Mechaber said is not exactly perfect, because really, if you wanted to make a bracha in Aramaic, what you should say is Baruch Rachmana Malka de Alma. There should be another word, not Malka Me'are de Haipita, the master of this bread. You should also say the word Olam, right? We learned that yesterday. Well, okay, we saw Machlokis, but really you should say Hashem, Dr. Pines, Dr. You should say Baruch Ato Hashem, you have to say Hashem, Elokeinu, Melech, the king, ha'olam. You can't just say brachat Hashem melech hamotzi lechem min haaretz, because you're saying Hashem is the king, but if, as we discussed yesterday, king of what? A king of Luxembourg? That's not such a big deal, right? You have to say Hashem is king of the world, right? That's a bracha, right? If you just say Hashem is a king, that's not enough. So we saw yesterday the Bir Halacha said if you say he is the king instead of melech, so that might be okay. But the Mishnah Berurah over here says that if you say it in Aramaic, you have to say Malka de Alma. He adds in another word. The same thing as we saw here. Whenever you make a bracha, you have to say Hashem is the Shem. You have to say the name of Hashem. You know, Ad Hashem. Melech Ha'olam. You have to say he's the king of the... And then the end of the bracha, right? So same thing if you do it in Aramaic. That same form, that same structure has to be there, just you're saying it in Aramaic. You have to say a name of Hashem, Rachmana, Malka De'alma, Hashem is the king of the entire world, and then whatever the bracha's on. Okay? Okay, let's just do Aleph very quickly, even though we're running out of time here. Reish Tes Vav. And very important rule. Again, this is brachas on fruit, but it's brachas in general. Very important concepts to know. Ein ona omer amen achar birchosov. You never say amen after your own bracha. You never answer amen after your own bracha. Except, Ella, there's an exception. There are exceptions, and that is elachar shtei brachas, if you make two brachas in a row. We'll talk about that. O yosor, or more than two brachas. Shehem sof brachas, that now you completed a series of brachas. You finished something. V'nagula nos amen achar yahalucha. And the Machaber says there's a custom to say amen after yahalucha. In other words, after halal. Think about that. V'achar yishtabach. And there's also a custom to say amen after yishtabach, before bar. Okay? And so in other words, the concept there is if you say two or more brachas, which are next to each other, what would be an example of that? Psukah d'zimra. Psukah d'zimra. You say Baruch Sha'amar, and then you, right? That's why you're not allowed to talk in Psukah d'zimra, because it's all one thing. Then you finish with Yishtabach. Baruch Yishtabach. So that's two brachas, but they're one next to each other. Psukah d'zimra doesn't count as an interruption, obviously. So you would, in concept, according to this, answer Amen after when you finish Psukah d'zimra. We don't. We'll talk about that.
How about
after Halal also.
How about Kiddush?
Kiddush is one bracha. Oh. What we're trying to find is...
There are two brachas.
Oh, you mean you mean Friday night?
Yeah.
You mean Friday night. Okay, we'll get to that. We'll talk about that. That might be a little different. Well, there's other examples also. How about the morning brachas we make in the morning? All those 19 brachas, whatever. Okay? But again, so let's talk about the rule. The rule is that you don't answer amen after your own bracha. So what I'll leave you with is this. Okay, so let's say you did. Let's say you, I don't know what. You're going to drink a soda. You're going to drink water. You said, bracha to Hashem, lokin malcholam shakol niyad bivaro. Amen. Right? Because maybe you heard me a couple of days ago, how important it is to answer amen to someone else's bracha. Right? It's really important to answer amen because you're affirming. Somebody's saying, Hashem created this. Isn't it fantastic? Yeah, it is. That's what Amen is. You're affirming it. So if you don't say Amen to somebody else's bracha, it's like really bad. So you were so into that lesson, you mistakenly said, so I'm going to confirm or affirm if I myself make the bracha. So you made a shahako, and you answered Amen after your own bracha. We're not talking about you schizophrenic, right? Right? You answered Amen. So now the question is going to be, do you have to make a new bracha? Because did you interrupt between the bracha and the consumption? Cool. Okay, we'll see that bleeding out tomorrow. Hopefully, maybe.